All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Now today we're covering the album Riding with the King from B.B. King and Eric Clapton. It's a wonderful album. About three quarters of the way through it. We're not getting every song. I just picked the really cool ones. And, of course, fit in the allotted time here. And the next song is 10 Long Years. Really good album. A really good song. I like the fact these guys are 20 years apart. Their career is so intertwined. It's unreal. And I'm just glad these guys finally got together. Got in the studio and put together this wonderful album. It's an award-winning album. I'll speak on that a little bit later. But let's get right into the classic 10 Long Years.
She was kind and loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Hey, I used to call her my little girl. Oh, she used to call me. She used to call me her little boy.
Thank you.
There's the classic 10 Long Years, B.B. King and Eric Clapton from the Ride With The King album. You know, when the record company, you know, had the idea for this album, well, Clapton had the idea for the album, but the record company wanted to make it basically an Eric Clapton album, kind of featuring B.B. King. But Clapton didn't want to do it that way. He let B.B. take center stage on the album. He stepped back, let the master step forward, and he gave him center stage. He played a lot of the solos. Actually does more of the vocals, so actually B.B. King plays more and sings more on this album than Eric Clapton. And so Eric Clapton's mindset was he considered it to be more of a B.B. King album, and he was more a supportive role in the album. And it worked out pretty good. Some people say it's a little bit polished for blues, but I can't figure that one out. But hey, let's get right into some more music here. Here's one of my favorite songs ever, 8-Bar Blues. It's a classic.
Because you haven't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man from home.
When the moon peeps over the mountain, little girl, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam the highway until it breaks.
Big Bill Brunsey's Key to the Highway, legendary blues song, not 12-bar blues, but 8-bar blues. And I stand corrected. I said earlier that song was the only song I heard B.B. King play an acoustic on, and 3 songs later, here's another one. So what do I know? This is a very good album. It's an album that was a long time coming, well-recorded, and there were some critics on it, but of course there's always critics. Oh, don't get me started with critics. But here's the title track of the song right here. title track of the album, a song written by John Hiatt. He had a dream that he was on a plane with Elvis, but they heard the song and they kind of switched the lyrics around just a little bit and made it about B.B. King. Here's Riding with the King, B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
Mississippi when I was 10 years old, with a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.